Why doesn't he let you do what you want?
Yeah, I knew. Tell him off. Couldn't get any worse.
Oh, that's rich. Like you guys tell your parents off? Mr. Future Lawyer and Mr. Future Banker?
Okay, so I don't like it any more than you do.
Well, just don't tell me how to talk to my father. You guys are the same way.
All right, all right.
And that's from Dead Poets Society. And if you've had problems with your parents talking to your father, who might be telling you what to do with your life, who to date, where to go, what to see, what career you should go into, or maybe it's your mother doing that, what you don't want to do is rebel and do the opposite just because you're rebelling against them. What you want to do is think for yourself, what is best for your future? And when you get more and more choice, when you get out of there, as you get older, you do have more choice, then you want to exercise it. You don't want to go the route of Dead Poet Society. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist here to take your calls and questions on anything that's on your mind, whether it's with your kids, your in-laws, maybe with yourself, maybe in your career, maybe with friends. Pick up the phone and give me a call, toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And you can also visit my website, drkenner.com, drkenner.com. I've got articles I've written, books I recommend, and you can always listen to a podcast if you miss something or want to hear it again. And right now, I want to welcome Mike to the phone. Mike, you're having some trouble getting a job?
Yes, I'm looking for a job. I have schizoaffective disorder.
Okay.
And have recovered from it for, I would say, the most, very most part. And it's just, I have several physical problems that were caused by the medication I took through the years.
Okay, is that tardive
like
dyskinesia?
Chronic kidney failure,
okay.
And sleep apnea, heart disease, a little bit of everything.
Wow, that's a lot.
That I can manage.
Yeah.
But I'm looking for employment, and I live in a small town.
Okay.
And I'm determined to stay here.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know whether it's a good idea or not. I'm a licensed social worker.
Okay.
And I'm good. And one of my doctors told me, he said, you know, you have a lot of talent. You have a lot of musical talent. You have a lot of talent with people. You worked with a blind handicap for over 21 years.
Wow! Yeah.
And I was bullied out of that job, so I took disability.
You were
and
what?
Now I'm,
I didn't
now
hear.
I'm on Social Security.
Okay, I didn't hear what you said. You said you were. What happened with the handicap job?
I was bullied out of it.
Oh, bullied. I didn't get the word.
Yes, for 14 years, I had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time at work. It was just like going to the amusement park. It was just wonderful.
Yeah.
And then for the 8 years after that, it was just torture and bulliness because of people that were, I guess, I don't know how to say it other than they were prejudiced against the rights and needs of disabled and people's.
See, you're very good at working with that population,
right?
And you've been told that by a doctor. You also have musical talent, you said.
Yes, I'm a piano teacher too.
Okay,
and
so
I was a preacher for 10 years. In addition to that.
Okay, so you're looking for unemployment now, and you mentioned you have schizo, or you had, past tense, you had a diagnosis of schizoaffective disorder?
Yes, and I've been in therapy since I was 16. I'm 51 now. I still go to therapy for preventative maintenance.
Okay.
And I have many doctors with physical problems, a lot of them caused by my medications over the years,
okay.
Lithium and other medications, so I have to go to a lot of doctors.
Yeah.
And the employers don't want to honor the Federal Medical Leave Act or any other federal statutes or give me any slack because
okay.
or time off. And this well, other boss was...
let me just ask you, you're looking for a job now. Were you recently turned down? Or is
yes.
it that you...
Yes, I have been. And some of them are in process. And it seems like that I'm just not able to get a job locally, and I'm divorced.
Okay. How long? You've been divorced for how long?
3 years.
3 years. Okay.
And I'm looking for a position, although I've almost finished my, I don't know exactly what to do. It's like I don't know what to do when I grow up because I almost have my teaching certificate in music.
Okay. Let me pause for a second and just sum up what I'm hearing. But you're pretty much, you've had the diagnosis of schizoaffective disorder. Just how would you describe that? I mean,
it's kind of like bipolar 2.
Right, right.
Depressive symptoms. And,
right. You and with some mania, some acting out. Right.
And once in a while, paranoia. But
so some delusions or hallucinations, you can have those with it too.
I have never hallucinated.
Okay, so it's more the paranoid symptoms.
Once in a while, paranoia, yes. And I've talked very frankly and very openly. I've worked very hard in therapy. Sometimes I didn't want to say the things I had to reveal to get the help that I needed.
Okay. So this is what I'm hearing. When you have a diagnosis like that and you're out hunting for a job, and one of the things that I can recommend is honesty with your employer, because if employ you and then they find out that you have a history, then and you've told them you haven't had any mental health history, then they're going to be alarmed. If you told them what you told me, you sound so respectful right now. You sound like you're on the ball. You know what you're talking about. You know the damage done by the Medicaid. You know, you don't sound like you have, like your mind has a lot of loose connections right now.
No.
You've talked about how much you're capable of enjoying a job and that you've been commended at it. I know you had the 8 years of being bullied, and, you know, that probably fed into the paranoia, too. You know, if they were actually bullying you.
It was someone that was in our parent agency that was just a general librarian who had no classes.
Okay, so it was just one person
really took a dislike to me. And my psychologist said it wasn't your paranoia. He said he's really done a number on you.
Okay, so if you know that, and if you know to monitor for paranoia and know the difference between bullying and paranoia,
and mood, I monitor my moods every day.
That's phenomenal. So it sounds like you're psychologically educated and you're doing a lot that's possible for you, given
but
the handicap
so
you have.
Talents I have, I have a professional license in social work. I have
right. What would you like to do?
So many areas.
What would you like to do?
What would I like to do?
Yeah.
Well, what I would really like to do would go back and get my teaching certificate, which would take 2 additional years of college.
Yeah.
And at 50, 21 years old, maybe for the next 20 years, teach music and choral music education.
Okay.
I'd like to do that.
Do you have the finances to do that on your own?
I can get financial aid, and I'm getting disability benefits that are extended, so, you know.
Okay.
The only one fear I have is with the economy the way it is, you know, so many people with mental illnesses are taking towards disability. I'm just afraid, you know, with the economy.
Right. You know, so I would say that you need to always have a backup plan, at least one or two backup plans. If the teaching certificate plan doesn't work, at least have one or two plans, and maybe you can get a part-time job while you're going for the teaching certificate. I know you're on disability, so that's a real problem, right? I'm thinking you could teach piano if you're a piano teacher.
I can make up to $1,000 a month. So
okay.
I can do
Right.
You know,
my final piece of advice is focus on your own strengths, not on your disability. Be honest with any potential employer. Be honest with them and let them see, like I'm seeing, that you have a lot of strengths. You don't sound loose and disconnected on the phone. You sound
just
very
right
put
out
together.
And tell them I have schizoaffective disorder.
Yeah, and let them know what it is, because it sounds like schizophrenia, and it isn't.
And people don't know.
Right, so you need to let them, you need to educate them. You need to describe it rather than, they need to just know the facts and why you're okay to work at the particular job you choose, and make sure
and
you can.
Some days
yeah.
That, you know,
and you know what, I just need to wrap up now.
Oh, sure.
I want to thank you so much for the call, and focus on your strengths. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist guest, Dr. Ellen Kenner, and co-author, Dr. Edwin Locke.
Moral qualities will make you lovable. Note that most of us have problems we want to fix, and many of us don't know where or how to begin. You don't need to be perfect in every respect to find a partner, but never settle for a deeply flawed self. Making yourself into a lovable person gives you the best chance for a happy long-term romance. If you have some moral flaws that need fixing, make it a priority to correct them. If a person is untrustworthy, he still has a choice. Remake his own character or keep lying and cheating until he irretrievably ruins his own life.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.